beautiful sycamores in the world. It shamed her, remembering the wonderful sowing trees rather than the boys. Try as she might to make it otherwise, the sycamores beat out the children every time, and she could not forgive her memory for that. When the last of the chamomile was gone, she went around to the front of the house, collecting her shoes and stockings on the way. As if to punish her further for her terrible memory, sitting on the porch, not 40 feet away, was Paul D., the last of the Sweet Home men. And although she could never mistake his face for another's, she said, "Is that you?" "What's left?" He stood up and smiled. "How you been, girl, besides barefoot?" When she laughed, it came out loose and young. "Messed up my legs back yonder. Chamomile." He made a face as though tasting a teaspoon of something bitter. "I don't want to even hear about it. Always did hate that stuff." Setha balled up her stockings and jammed them into her pocket. "Come on in." "Porch is fine, Setha. Cool out here." He sat back down and looked at the meadow on the other side of the road, knowing the eagerness he felt would be in his eyes. 18 years, she said softly. 18, he repeated, and I swear I've been walking every one of them. Mind if I join you? He nodded toward her feet and began unlacing his shoes. You want to soak them? Let me get you a basin of water. She moved closer to him to enter the house. No. Can't baby feet. A whole lot more tramping they gotta do yet.